Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
It's Bone Pick Monday.
Oh, no.
If you got a bone to pick, this is the place to come.
This is a premiere, isn't it?
Yeah.
First time we've done this one.
Yeah, this is a premiere Bone Pick song right here, Miguel.
All right.
Feels pretty good about it. Unless you like the old Bone Pick song, which is this one.
Love that one. Bone Thug.
Pick. Oh, you added your pick. Okay.
Yeah, you got to edit the pick in there.
Yeah, bone.
Anybody have a bone to pick in the studio?
No.
No. We'll get to Jenna's in a little bit, the Snapchat one.
Okay.
Kelly, you don't have one?
I'm numb by life right now. I don't know if I'm supposed to be mad or frustrated by anything.
Alan's neighbor?
Oh, okay. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah. I got you.
Yeah, no. So Saturday morning, the movers show up at Alan's. It's pouring rain.
Yeah.
You know, we have to be moving everything out of his apartment. And I wasn't there. I was at my house getting stuff ready for the movers to bring things in. And he shares a driveway with his next door neighbor. And the neighbor decided to park just so where it's sort of on his side and a lot on Alan's side too.
Oh,
so the truck couldn't back up into the driveway.
Yeah.
So there would be no rain getting on the stuff when they put the garage. So Alan goes over and beats on the guy's door. We know he's in there.
Yeah.
And he doesn't answer.
Of course not.
So they're having to run stuff to and from the house to the truck. After about an hour or so, the guy finally wakes up.
He's like,
oh, I'm sorry. He moves his truck. But that was really frustrating.
I bet that was.
Yeah, that's a bone pick right there.
Yes, thanks for reminding me.
You're welcome, Kelly.
My life is a blur from this weekend.
Of course it is. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Bone Pick Monday. We'll kick it off here with Josh. What's up, Josh?
How's it going, man?
Hey, buddy.
Going all right. So you have a bone to pick with your neighbor, huh?
Yeah, so we had some new neighbors that moved in Friday.
Uh-oh.
And the guy walked over. They got a couple kids. So the guy walked over and he asked me if he could borrow some water until they get the water cut on today. I'm like, yeah, man, no problem. Well, you know, you expect people get a couple gallons, fill up a pot, you know, something like that. I come home Sunday, well, last night, and I look next door, and this guy has stretched my water hose over to his house, configured some kind of fitting on the end, and attached it to his main water line for his house.
Man.
Yeah, like, talk about trying to help somebody out and them just running with it.
Yeah, no good deed, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
He's going to be filling up the pool when you get home today.
Yeah.
He's got a sprinkler system.
Know, right? Like, oh, God, man. It blew my mind. I didn't know what to say.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. You're trying to be nice.
Just walk up to him and just go, bum, 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 bum.
No.
Running his whole house, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry that happened, man. Yeah.
That's deep.
Oh, my God.
That is deep.
Well, you got to get that laundry done.
Give them an inch.
Flush them toilets.
Yeah, flush them toilets.
What a day.
Oh, man.
I'm not getting that back.
From the text.
Yes.
I have a bone to pick with the makers of gym equipment. Not all people are over 5 feet. Hashtag, where's the short people section? Yeah.
So some gym equipment, I guess. Okay.
It's tough to use if you're...
Never thought about it. Okay.
If you're a mini meathead.
Yeah, the mini mini meathead. Hi, Patty.
Hi.
Welcome to Bone Pick Monday. What's yours?
So I'm starting classes today. I'm in the middle of my college program, and I went online to pay my tuition last night, and they started charging a convenience fee, which is annoying, but I was expecting like $5, you know? No, it's $130 because it's a percentage of your tuition now, what they're charging just to pay with a credit card online.
That's not very convenient.
What? The only way to avoid that is to pay in person with a check?
Yeah.
Right, exactly. But the way that we have to pay for tuition through our employer is with a card. So they make it where...
They make you pay with a card.
Oh, my gosh.
And then they charge you to use the card. Wow.
That is awful.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
That's annoying.
And then we wonder why we get scared of education.
It's expensive.
Payments. So expensive afterwards.
Yeah, wait till those student loans roll in.
I have a bone to pick with my wife.
Oh, she's still sleeping.
Yeah, she's right. I could pick the bone while she's sleeping.
All right.
Wait, she might be getting up.
Yeah.
She, I sent her a text when she was gone on Friday night, trying to be a sweet husband, expecting an aw in return.
Yeah.
But I got a ha-ha.
What was the text?
Well, she sent me a good night text, and I sent her a text back. It was a picture.
Of course it was. You shirtless.
No. It was her side of the bed, and I had made a Kinsey. out of the pillows.
Well, what is she supposed to
and
say?
I wrote her, and
this is a woman, dude.
And I wrote her and
what
I said,
her to say?
I wrote her and I said, I made this so that it's like you're still here.
What'd you want her to say?
Aw.
And she
wrote back, ha ha.
Why you just get some?
Oh my god!
Why you just get some blonde girl to go and lay in the bed?
She can't win. Oh my gosh.
Well, I'm trying to be sweet.
Did it start a fight?
No. I haven't told her. I haven't told her yet. But it was one of those. I was like, oh, ha ha. That's not a ha ha text.
It is a ha ha. It's funny.
It's an aw text. It's not a ha ha.
See, and if she didn't laugh at him, he'd be like, "What? Am I not funny?"
Right.
Well, it depends. If she would have sent me the aw, I would have been happy.
Oh, gosh. Wow. You are such a girl.
You are. I'm just trying to see.
You've turned the corner.
You're turning
what corner?
Into Kid Craddock, actually.
Oh, don't you? Wow. Hi, Kristen.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. So other than this bone to pick.
Yeah, I know. That's what we want to hear. What happened?
Yeah, so my brother and I are transitioning back into our parents' house for a little bit, and I'm the oldest and the only girl of the family, and he has taken claim over the biggest room in the house, and I definitely have more stuff than him, and I've been out on my own the longest, so I think that I deserve a little cushion moving back home, and he's moving stuff in. I mean, he's good to go. He's just decided that he gets this bigger room.
Maybe he's your parents' favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the golden child. No,
yeah.
Yeah, he is. You guys are going to, I think you should have a competition for it.
Yeah. Why don't you guys compete?
Yeah. Yeah, like in the backyard, do some sort of like, you know, like the Brady Bunch used to do those competitions to see, like, oh, Marsha and Greg when they had to fight over the room.
Brother sister Olympics.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a great idea.
That's exactly what you should do, especially since he already moved all his stuff in there.
Got to do competition.
Yeah. Mm. And then let us know how it goes.
Oh, I definitely will. Awesome.
The phone cut out.
Yeah.
Perfect timing.
Can you imagine? You're the parents.
What?
And you're like, kids are gone.
Both of them.
We do whatever we want. We can walk around the house naked if we want.
Three years later.
Two of you are moving back in. Not just one.
How's it
two
going?
Of you.
I got a bone to pick with my two adult children.
Yes.
They're moving in this weekend?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Thanks, Dad.
All right.
I'm not judging. I moved back in with my parents.
Yeah, I did too.
But they were begging me to. I'm not lying. They were begging me.
I think there's
a
window of time. Like, the parents like it for a little bit.
Sure. They want
to nice have you home until they realize things have changed. And then they're like, wait, get out of here.
Yeah. And then they wanted to put all these rules on me. Like, I was 26, you know, years old or whatever.
Still got to be a youth.
Like, you were out all night. I'm like, yeah, I'm 28.
Yeah.
You got to be in before 2
They still gave you a curfew when you were in a
Well, they didn't give me a curfew, but it just wasn't respectful or stuff like that. You know, I was like, It wasn't respectful of me, but I also felt like I came back because y'all begged me to come back.
Yeah.
So let me do my thing. No, but then I got the job.
It's
here.
Hard to argue, though.
Yeah.
You know, their house, you're not paying.
That's right. It's their house. Their house, their rules.
Oh, we were just talking about essential oils. Tabitha has a bone to pick.
Uh-oh.
Hi, Tabitha.
Hi.
You got some essential oils?
No, my sister does. She's all about them and she sells them.
Yeah? So you have a bone to pick with her?
Yes.
What happened?
So my daughter is 8 months old today, and she doesn't really like to sleep through the night. So my sister's like, oh, why don't you try these oils, the sleeping one and the peace and calming? And she'll sleep. Well, she was up until 3 o'clock this morning because she was coughing and stuff with these oils.
Mm.
So joke's on her because my baby's staying the day with her today.
Joke's on her.
That's kind of a bone to pick with you tomorrow. Thank you for your call, Tabitha. Yeah, we got a... I was talking about how that girl took over the baby shower with essential oils. We got a couple text messages asking, did she bring a gift for the pregnant girl? Of course she did. It was essential oils.
Essential oils.
Yeah,
of course.
You brought samples.
A starter kit.
Come on. Hey, Kat.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. You have a bone to pick with your entire family?
My entire family.
Wow.
I come from a very Hispanic, Hispanic family. So, yeah. Naturally, when you don't see anybody, you know, normal people usually say, hey, how you been? How's the kids? How's the family? You look great.
Yeah.
Instead, typical Hispanic families are, you look fat, or you look too skinny, or are you not being fed?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, boy.
So, I'm a very small, petite person and spend my entire life. So every time I see my family, whether it's been a month or 2 hours ago, it's, you know, you look so skinny. Are you eating? And it's like, You know I eat. You know I eat like a truck. Like, I eat too much.
Yeah. When people are super thin, they hate it when you say you don't look like you're eating. It's right. Because like, they are.
Throw in a biscuit.
They can't, sometimes they can't help it. I feel you on that.
Yeah. It's like this is my body type. This is who I've been since I was 4. You've been telling me this my entire life.
Since you
like, this
critical.
Is not going to change.
I'm sorry, Kat.
Yeah. I got a bone to pick with you for being so skinny.
Sometimes some people, some get the hookup, you know. Aisha.
Yes, sir.
How you doing this morning?
I'm good, guys. How are y'all?
Good.
The answer should be bad. I have a bone to pick.
Oh. Well, my bone to pick is with my daycare. I love my daycare, but my son, he's 2. He's at that potty training stage where they make you stand up as a boy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Turn around instead of sitting down. At home, we have soft closing toilet seats. At daycare, they do not, and he closed himself in the lid.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Oh yes.
Oh yeah. No. Black, blue, purple. It was all kinds of colors.
Oh. Definitely a bone pick right there.
Poor thing. Now he's gonna be scared
to go. I think I was
more
pain than he was, but yeah, that's that's rough.
When did this happen again?
It happened last week.
He's
healed now. He's
okay.
Okay.
It's
good.
Back to its regular color, but yeah,
that's scared.
Y'all put a cast on it.
No.
A cast.
I feel like you need a cast.
Yeah.
Just make sure everything heals up.
Or at least a soft cast.
Yeah. Man, I'm sorry, Aisha. That is just... Don't get worse than that for a dude right there.
And that concludes bone
pick. You know what, he's 2, so hopefully he'll forget.
Yeah. Well, we got to get to Jenna's. We ran out of time.
Oh.
Jenna has a bone to pick with Snapchat.
Yeah, and also, I'm going to help you out.
Yeah. This could be a...
I have a solution to my issue.
A little safety for the parents out there.
Okay.
We could help you out. Jenna will tell you why she has an issue with Snapchat next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, if you're a big fan of Love Letters to Kelly, boy, do we have a treat for you.
What?
This week, we're doing a Love Letters to Kelly week since you're getting married.
Oh.
And this will be the last week that you're giving us advice as single Kelly.
Yes, yes.
You will be graduating on to married Kelly advice.
Oh, it was so exciting. We went to Sunday school yesterday. We all have to wear little name tags, you know.
Uh-huh.
And Alan Evans is next to Kelly Raspberry. Put it on. And next weekend, I'm leaving for my honeymoon, you know, on Sunday. So I'm missing Sunday school. And I told my mama, I said, when I come back.
It better be.
I better read Kelly Evans.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Right? I'm getting a new name tag.
Yeah. That's right.
So we'll do a Love Letters to Kelly special this week. And they're all going to be themes.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Each day we'll have a different theme.
What's today's theme?
Today's theme is fiancé.
Okay.
Yeah, engaged.
I have one.
Engaged folks.
Yeah.
Or I have fiancés. One for a minute more.
Okay. Yeah.
Just a couple more days and then I broke a boo yes.
It's Kelly Raspberry Wedding Week.
Everything all set, though?
No.
Oh, good.
Oh, boy.
I'm a bit. I sat down last night. We moved. I mean, I got up Saturday morning at 6:30 and worked until about 11 o'clock at night.
Wow.
And then yesterday, wanted to go to church. We have a new pastor. I hadn't heard speak yet. My daughter wanted to go to church. She had to tell her about George, my dog George, passing away.
Yeah, how'd you take it?
Because George passed away on Tuesday, and my daughter had left for camp the day before. And she's like, why didn't you call me at camp? And I was like, because I wanted you to enjoy. Yeah. There was nothing you could do. And she was really upset. Very, very upset. But I had a listener come by and brought a book called Dog Heaven. Another, my cousin Grayson sent another book about heaven for animals and stuff. It really helped a lot. But it was a tough, Friday was tough. And then Saturday all day moving. And then after we went to church, then spent all afternoon Sunday packing up Alan's apartment, which we did not realize
how much stuff
you can accumulate in just a short amount of time, especially when he has 3 kids and a 2-bedroom apartment.
Yeah, you would think it would be easy, but it's not.
It wasn't easy.
No.
It was, and we didn't finish. We thought we'd finish.
It was raining.
It was just not a fun weekend.
Mm. Yeah.
And so it's really kind of hard. Now I'm looking at my list. I literally wrote out a list of everything I have to do this weekend, and it's a bit overwhelming.
You'll be fine.
So I was telling his mother last night, I said, no matter what, we're getting married Saturday, whether everything is done or not.
Yeah.
We're getting married, and that's really all that matters.
Yeah.
In front of your friends and family, because we'll all be there as well.
Yeah.
And the Toastmaster Big Al Mac. Have you started your toast?
You know what? I was thinking about this yesterday as I was walking through the mall. And I was thinking about my start.
Uh-huh.
Good.
You got
one? I'm not going to.
What? Do you have a start?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's not going to blow his hose all over the place.
You hear that?
Jenna, did you hear
the uncertainty? Yes, I heard it too. I heard it too. Exactly what you heard.
But everything is subject to editing.
Well, you know, toasts are only about a minute. They're not speeches.
2 minutes is
good. We have to remember
that. This isn't a speech, Al.
Oh, so I need to edit my.
1 to 2 minutes is good.
I need to edit my open down to a minute, huh?
Yeah.
You're open.
I've had open a body.
You know, the
and a
key
closing.
Is
in
yeah,
closing.
It keep, strong open.
Strong open.
Something nope. funny. Something sentimental, and then end it out. Quickly by tying everything back together.
And
that's
now?
Like the key to right. a good to a good wedding toast.
No singing.
I'm not gonna sing.
No singing, Kelly Clarkson.
I'm not
no
gonna
singing.
Sing.
Goodbye, me both.
Since you've been married.
No, see, don't do that.
Oh, dang it.
Oh,
I bet I already
I
know.
Wait.
I already know. In the words of Blake Shelton. Have you picked a lyric?
Yeah.
Am I blowing it?
I'm not gonna say a word.
Oh, I can't wait.
I'll be your honeysuckle. You be my bee
honey,
or something.
Honeybee.
We will be recording your speech.
There's not a live band, right?
No, it's a DJ.
Hit it.
DJ Mike Morse.
DJ Mike DJ.
No, that's probably for the best because I would use it as an opportunity to karaoke with a live
oh,
band.
No, no,
oh
no!
Oh, and they are not. Don't tell him he is not allowed to play music if I start going long. No, 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 no.
Oh, play
yeah,
him
we'll
off?
Just play him out like an award show.
That's what we're gonna have to do. Oh, I can't wait. It's gonna be so much fun.
I hope so. And remember
what?
No cell phones and videoing during the ceremony.
Oh, yeah.
But as soon as
I don't have to check it though, do
no,
I? At the door.
We're trusting everybody not to whip it out, even though somebody needs to sit next to Justin. I don't trust Justin.
He's fine. Not to alarm you, but Russ Faye said we were going to Facebook Live it for Kid Nation.
That's fine. The reception,
okay.
I don't care,
yeah.
but not during the actual ceremony.
Oh, ceremony, everything.
Y'all can do whatever you want after we exit that room. Y'all
okay,
can
but
film.
Let's say hypothetically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm with you, not during the ceremony
yeah.
at all. So you're fine at the reception. But
absolutely.
Let's say something starts happening, like some domino effect, like something really funny or someone falls and all
yeah.
this stuff falls over. We're allowed in that moment to pull
do
out the phone.
Do whatever you want. That's fair game.
If a disaster starts happening, then we can film it.
Absolutely.
But other than that, don't snap. Okay.
Yeah, just not during the ceremony.
Okay.
That's the only thing. And I really wasn't worried about that at first. It was not like I had this... I'm so private. We'll post pictures and everything later. It's just that my friend Deontay, who's helping me with the planning and the coordinating and everything, she just started sending me pictures and videos of what it looks like when everybody has their phones
yeah.
up and their cameras up. And it ruins
the
aesthetic
yeah.
of the moment. And
I got it. I guess.
Are we going to have the speak now or forever hold your peace?
I don't know. I don't know if we are. I haven't talked. My brother's doing the ceremony, and honestly, I haven't talked to him about that.
Did I just lisp?
Yeah, you did.
Peace be with you.
Spaniard. Snapchat got a new update.
Okay. Yeah, speaking of snapping your wedding.
Yeah, we're not going to be snapping Kelly's wedding until after the ceremony.
And everyone needs to pay attention to this that's attending the wedding, because you need to make sure you don't have... on where we're at,
you're
right?
giving away where you're at, people.
Yeah, this was kind of a part of a bone pick, but I was talking to a girlfriend about this over the weekend because she was really riled up about it, and she said that now if you update your phone all the time or let it auto update, and you're a big user of Snapchat, it's telling your friends where you're at. Your friends can actually see you in this moment where you're at. I hate this because I lie about where I'm at all the time.
It's a safety issue.
I lie
too.
And I'm always home. So
it's a safety issue because if you've got teenage kids using it,
teenage
you got
kids,
some perv now knowing where they live.
Yeah. This is the thing. You have, it's just with your friends. So if I follow you and you follow me, you can look at the map and see where I'm at. But I lie to my own friends.
Yeah.
I say I'm busy. I'm at home. So I don't want anyone to know where I'm at.
Especially when you're like, are you on your way? And you're like, yeah, definitely. I'll be there in 5 minutes, but you're still doing your hair.
I'm still in the shower. Yeah. So anyway, it's quite simple to turn off, actually. All you have to do is go into Snapchat like you're going to take a photo in the photo mode and pinch. So put your two fingers together.
Every time you snap?
Pinch, and it will bring up, like, see right now, I see a little bit emoji with a shaved head. Justin? I see you. See, I can see where he's at right now.
Whoa.
But all you have to do is go in there, all right?
Yeah.
Pinch, hit yourself, your little ghost, and you tap that, and you can go into ghost mode. So you can turn your location off, because that's what I want to do, so you can be in ghost mode. I think that's important. Justin wants everyone to know where he's at. I see you, JC.
You can see me?
I can see you now. You just popped up.
What do I look like? Just a little person?
I just put don't allow. I'm done.
Yeah, there you
I'm
go.
Out.
You got it. I see you, Justin.
What, Justin?
Okay.
What?
So I haven't allowed. So
I just
good.
Hit don't
he's,
allow.
He's going to
Can you swallow your food first?
No, because I got really heated.
Why'd you get heated?
There's a positive part about it, though. If you're with your friend, if you're out somewhere
is everything
alone.
Okay with you right now?
Oh my gosh, my voice is a little bit gone. It's
a little bit gone?
Yeah, it's a little bit gone.
He sounds like Andy Cohen a little bit. when he first started talking.
Did you party too hard this weekend?
No, I think I got sick.
Allergies.
No,
I got it
no.
from Jenna.
Guys, we got paid
what?
On we got paid on Friday.
I've been sick for 2 weeks.
We got paid on Friday. Justin went out.
I think
out.
We drank from the same
turn it up.
My friend saw you at the bar the other
I
night.
Know. Yeah. I think I hope I didn't get them sick. But we're all passing it on to each other.
Well, then you did get each other sick.
I think so.
So why were you, why was your friend heated?
So no, I
you're
I was,
heated.
Well, it's just
why
like,
are you mad?
Y'all talking so negative about it. About
because,
Snapchat, find your friends.
As a parent.
No, we
as
said,
a parent,
he
if
said
I
it's
had,
a good thing if he wants to
yeah.
see where the kids are. And
yeah.
I'm saying it's a bad thing because I don't want all my friends and like kind of non-friends, too, knowing where I'm at.
I was able to use it over the weekend.
I know you do. But listen, if you're a parent and you have a kid that's 13, 12, 11, 14, 15,
yeah.
you don't want some creepy people finding out
yeah,
where they're at
friends
all times.
With, and they really don't even know the person.
But that's but that's if they are following someone
right.
who is creepy.
And a lot of the
yes,
times those creepers
like
pose as other
like, yes.
kids, and then they find out where your kid's at.
But you can find out where your kids are, too. So it's a positive. It's
that
a
is
double-edged sword.
Yes.
If you
Look
do
want
to find out where your kid is, and that you don't want them necessarily to know
There's
that
other
you're
apps
checking on.
But I don't want it to turn
Not
into a Liam Neeson movie where I got to get to my kid before the bad guy does.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, no, I see.
What's happening.
Technology. It's all about how you use it.
So pinch your picture.
Yeah, if your phone's updated, just go into picture mode, pinch, and that map will pop up, and you'll be able to see yourself and your friends, and then you just turn yourself off.
Man, we can't.
But it's fun. If you're alone and you don't know if you have anyone around you close by, you just pinch it, and you can find a friend close by,
yeah.
and then just go meet up, get a drink,
Why don't
go
you
watch
text
a movie.
Them?
Yeah, text them.
There's always a positive.
Well, you could text them, but it also narrows down your friends list.
Can you find them without them being able to find you?
Yeah.
You can ghost them?
Yeah,
if you're
or you
open,
can find your
like
friends.
Like I can see Justin
can
right now. He can't see me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. I gotta turn my
head. It is so cool. I love it.
Justin loves it.
It's like Pokemon. You gotta catch them all. You're just trying to find your friend.
That's right, baby.
Okay. All right. Well, if some of you are like Justin and some of you are like me and you never want
right,
anyone
baby.
To know where you're at.
I don't want to be referred to as a Pokemon.
That's right, baby.
You got to go catch them.
No.
Catch them in the app.
Oh, I will be ghosting that thing.
Catch them outside.
We'll look up how to... I think there's a video, too, that Snapchat has. We'll try to link it so you could figure out how to do it in case you couldn't figure
well,
it out.
There's more. I was just giving you the gist. There's
yeah.
other detailed things you can do, like selecting what friends you want to see and that kind of thing. But just, I'm turning it off.
Jenna's just telling you, you're visible right now. Just
yeah.
so you have it there. You take care of it the way you need to take care of it. Kelly's going to take care of some love advice
Yay.
For people with fiancés.
All right.
We're doing Love Letters to Kelly Week this week with themes. Today's this fiancé. We'll get those love letters on next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're talking about the Snapchat update and how it shows your location if you allow it to. You got to turn it off if you don't want it to show. But apparently, it shows the location where you opened up Snapchat.
Yeah.
So you could just go to work. Open up Snapchat there and then take off. And if your boss ever says you weren't at work, you just show him the proof.
Well, I mean, you can also just take a picture.
And also take a picture, yeah.
Or
yeah. many ways.
Or you can stay at work.
Most of us open Snap all the time, yeah.
Or you could stay at work, Al. I guess you
could
stay at work.
Actually work.
You know something else interesting, too,
what?
I saw because I updated all the apps. Instagram is now taking a page from Snap, and you can send disappearing
on Insta
photos and videos to friends.
Ooh. Oh, really?
Yeah, so
oh,
instead of, you know, your story stays for 24 hours, but you can send, like how you can do on Snap, a direct message to someone that disappears after they watch it.
What about will it tell me if somebody takes
a screenshot? I don't think so.
That's what I like about Snapchat.
Also, what I heard this morning was...
It's time for Tidbit News.
Oh, Big Al Mac got something.
Facebook is getting into the TV business. Did y'all hear that?
No.
All right.
And that was another edition of Tidbit News.
All right.
We call it Tidbit News because that's all we
that's
got.
All
right
we
got
that's all we got.
We'll keep you posted. Okay. It's coming up. But right now we do have to launch into it. We're doing Love Letters to Kelly Week because it's Kelly's last week as a single woman.
That's right.
She's
yeah.
going to be a married woman starting next week. So we don't know if her advice is going to change.
Love letters to married Kelly.
Yeah. So
yeah.
We got to milk her.
If anything, it gives her more credibility, though.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she's got credibility
I've
already.
Never had credit. Kid made me love expert. So there you go.
You have great advice.
There's my degree
That's
right
the thing.
There.
If we say you are, then you are.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
right.
And we say you are. So there you go.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I recently just wasted 5 months of my life to find out the guy I've been dating is engaged.
Oh.
What?
I haven't said a word to him since I found out, not responding to his texts lately, just trying to figure out if I should confront him or just not speak to him ever again. His fiance posted engagement photos of them on Facebook, and they seem really happy. Should I message her and tell her that we've been dating, that he's a dog? Should I confront him or just walk away from the situation without saying anything to anyone, Jess?
What I would do, Jess, and I know it's, I'm not that revengeful girl. That's just not in my DNA. I'm just not a revengeful person. But what I would do is send him one text message back. The next time he messages you, say, look, I know you're engaged. You mess with me. You message me again. I'm going straight to your fiance and tell her what's going on. Not that you really will, but you just need to end it and just get him to stop texting you. And don't look at it as 5 months wasted. Look at it as hopefully you've learned something. You had to learn something.
Yeah.
Maybe there were red flags, warning signs, something that you could have taken from that and take with you to the next relationship. But no, I'm not that person.
And that
I just
sucks
am not
that girl who's marrying
him. Right. Yeah. It does suck. And I've never been that person that's, and maybe I'm wrong, but I wouldn't show up at someone's doorstep and say, just so you know what your man's been doing. That's not me. But I would let him know that you have the power to do that if he bothers you.
He'll get himself caught eventually, right?
Right. Yeah, you feel bad for a naive woman unless she's going into it seeing all the same red flags that they're out there and she's doing it anyway. Because at some point in a woman's life, she's like, oh, I can make anything work. I just want to get married.
Right.
Gosh.
And it's unfortunate, but a lot of women get to that point.
I know. Would you want to know? Sometimes I ask myself in that situation, not to just be vengeful, but if I was the engaged one, the girl.
You would want to know?
Well,
Brian McKnight,
Kelly and I, we talk about this a lot. Like, if your husband has cheats on you or kisses another girl, and do you want to know? You know, you say you want to know, but do you really want to know? But in this situation, before I've decided to spend my life, or I'm about to spend the rest of my life with someone, I think I would want to know if he's been dating another girl for 5 months.
Yeah, but you know what? She'd still marry him.
You think?
Yeah. Yeah. She's like,
that's how bad she wants to be married.
Yeah,
tough.
It's like, oh man. I'm...
Yeah, that's
and he'll convince her that she's crazy.
I'd want to know.
Like, I'd rather know before I married him. Yeah, because I was in that.
Would you want to know, Al?
I think I would. Yeah.
Would you want to know, Kelly?
Well,
if you're the
at a different time in my life, I would have. It wouldn't
like
have mattered.
If it was your first marriage,
I would have done it anyway.
Oh,
I would have
really?
Gotten married anyway. Yeah, at a different time in my, I wouldn't do it now.
You would have forgiven. But not now.
It wouldn't forgive him, but it's necessarily, I can make anything work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It just depends on where you are in your life.
Yeah. Oh, boy, that's a rough one.
Yeah.
It is a rough one, but I've never been that person that could call and confront, like, I'm going to let you know what your man's been doing. That's just not me.
Because then you're the one that
you've had it done to you.
Because, it's not cool.
It sucks.
Not cool to be the girl that gets that anonymous letter.
Uh-huh.
I've received those anonymous letters from very well-intentioned listeners. I appreciate that everybody I've dated has dated someone before me.
Right.
It's shocking to know that I've gotten, you know, and I understand they all want to let me know that I got a bad one on my hands. You know, I'm like, I appreciate you and your anonymous letters.
Yeah, I feel you.
And you know what you wouldn't want to tell people is because you don't want to hurt the person. That puts the hurt on your hands and you're giving that hurt to them.
I just feel like if someone's a bad person and it comes through anyway, and I don't need your anonymous letters telling me otherwise.
There you
or
go.
Your little
there you go.
DMs.
Slide into the
Not
DM.
That I've gotten them on Alan. I don't want everybody to think I'm talking about Alan, but it's just like everybody feels the need to, I'm going to let you know something.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know none.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Fiance edition. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My fiance is redoing our landscape at our new home.
Oh.
He tried really hard to make it look good. And he designed the yard. He also attempted to do this when I was out of town.
Aww.
Kelly, I came home to one of the ugliest yards in our neighborhood.
Aww.
How do I break this to him after knowing he worked so long and hard on it, only for it to come out looking so hideous?
You don't.
Love that yard and the effort he put into it. And then when it comes time to weeding it and, you know, stuff's going to die.
You don't.
Yards don't last. I mean, it lasts for a season. The next season, like, let's work on it together this time, honey. Let's do it together. It'd be a fun project for us together.
There's a nice
And
way
then
to
you
do
get
it.
Out there with them. You live with an ugly yard for a minute.
You do.
You live with it for a minute.
Yeah.
I cannot describe to you the looks on guys' faces when they're walking around Home Depot on Saturday and Sunday morning.
So proud.
We are like, oh my gosh, let me go find something, a hammer, so I can nail out this project that I'm working on. We have such joy and such great high intentions on getting this project done. Don't break the man's heart.
People will take their kids' ugly art. You know your kid comes to you with their painting they made. They'll frame it.
Yep.
They'll hang it above the fireplace because my kid made it, and my kid's so proud. Now, put that on the man. He did so much work, and it doesn't look good.
Yes,
but he did it from a place of love. He's taking care of his woman. He's taking care of his yard. Live with it for a minute. Then next season, when it's time to weed and prune and stuff, then you can say, you know, it was so sweet of you to do that, but I'd like to do this together this time.
That's a way
together.
To do it. Don't crush it.
There is a way to do it.
Let him have this one.
Let him have this ugly yard for a minute.
Yeah.
Funny you bring up the kids, because my kid's art looks like male anatomy, but I still hang it up on the fridge.
Yes, you do.
Of course.
And you brag on it, and you tell them how wonderful it is and how sweet it was. They did it just for you.
Still do it for grown up man.
It is... A sandwich and some loving.
A sandwich and some loving.
You love on him. That's the name of my podcast with Alan.
Yeah.
If you want to, we had a new episode we released last Thursday, a new episode every Thursday, even after we get married. We've pre-recorded some for our honeymoon week.
Is it okay to go loving and then a sandwich? Is it okay with that?
Oh, man, after loving?
Yeah, is that okay?
That's the best sandwich.
Yeah.
Loving and some sleeping.
That's for you, Al.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
My fiance is wonderful.
Aww. How wonderful is he?
And incredibly handsome.
But
there's a problem. He only brushes his teeth at night.
Oh.
Well, that's 1-11.
I have talked to him about this, explained it is a huge turnoff and the social impact it can have, but he still doesn't brush in the morning. He is a 27-year-old man, for crying out loud. I feel like I've tried every approach. Subtle hints, being direct, even making snide comments, calling him Mr. Stinky Breath.
Oh,
Kelly, please help me before I
can't.
Walk down the aisle and become Mrs. Stinky Breath.
I can't.
Ashley.
If you've told him in a nice way, teasing way, playful way, direct way, angry way, funny, I don't know. You've told him. And now you've got to make the decision. Do I want to be married to that? That's all. That's it. I can't make that decision for you.
Yeah, how'd you get engaged? How'd you make it
to
this
point? You were with him this long that you decided I'm willing to marry this man who has an issue with brushing. Why?
Oh, every time.
Have you ever asked him why?
Yeah.
I wonder what his reasoning is for that. Why at night but not in the morning when you wake up? I can't wait to get that taste out of my mouth.
I'd almost.
The overnight sleep taste?
I feel like sometimes, that's the time you do it, right? Like sometimes I've gone to bed without it, but
the morning. I skip it at night a lot. I'll be honest. Yeah. I skip it at night a lot because I'm just so tired. I just want to go to bed.
I got you in the morning, Teeth. I got you in the morning.
Yeah, the morning. Yeah, you got to this point. You've told him every which way. Now you've got to decide, okay, he knows how I feel about it. He's not going to change. Can I live with it?
Well,
that's a decision for you to make because I cannot tell you any magic thing that's going to make him change his mind unless you say, I don't want to marry you.
And
maybe that'll be enough, but you know what's going to happen? You'll marry him, and then he'll stop brushing his teeth again.
Does she have an H name?
So there you go.
Does she have an H name? So every time he has to...
No. When he's Ashley.
Yeah.
I mean, when you tell... This is my problem, not just with brushing your teeth. It's with any situation. And no matter what it is in your life. If you tell somebody exactly how you feel...
Yep.
And they don't change it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's it. That's all you can do.
Amen.
You have to decide what now. How am I going to live with this?
Right.
Yeah.
Because I've already expressed myself.
You communicated.
I've told you what I want. You're not changing it. Now I've got to decide if I'm willing to live with it.
Right.
That's not on them anymore.
And I'm
that's
guilty of one of those. I'm guilty of not. My wife always tells me I need to pick up my clothes and my shoes. And I just seem to not get it right. I want to. In my head, I tell myself I want to clean up. I want to be that great husband.
Yeah.
But for some reason, when it comes out off my feet, I just leave them. And I don't want to leave them. They just stay there. But she has learned to live with it.
You have to learn to live with it.
But I am trying.
Are you talking to us or are you talking to yourself? Or are you talking to your wife?
Both.
You need to find out why. I would be very curious as to his reasoning behind that. What is his reasoning?
Yeah, something is that psychological.
Was he taught that as a child? And that's just the way he's always done it?
That's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, we just got a text here. Some advice for this.
Good, because I don't have any.
OMG, my husband's breath is horrible too, and I've tried everything too. It's even affected our sexy time life. It isn't fixable. Don't marry him.
Don't brush it out.
That's very
I would not marry over it.
Sometimes people can brush their teeth and they still have horrible breath. There's something going on with your sinuses. There's something going on with your stomach.
That's a medical condition.
That is a medical condition. You need to get that addressed.
And it still can be addressed,
It can be addressed. Now, this guy is choosing not to brush his teeth in the morning. That's very different than having a medical condition.
He's choosing the stank life.
But yeah, those little things you think you can overlook, like a bad breath, you wait about 10, 15 years. That's going to be what's going to make you want to
kill him in his sleep. Gosh, I could make 10 minutes of a date with that.
Yeah, that's bad.
Chihuahua breath. Chihuahuas have the worst breath.
I got a dog to Chihuahuas, man.
They do.
But I know there was some sort of, I remember, this is so random.
What?
Rick Dees. Remember the DJ Rick Dees?
Yes.
He's also an inventor.
Oh, yeah. That
He invented some breath freshener that you swallow. It's a pill that freshens you from the stomach up.
Yeah.
So whatever's like bad and digest, if you have those issues, and I don't know, I don't remember what the name of the pill is, but there's something you can take. It's a pill that works in your digestive system.
So guts freshener.
You don't suck it. It works with your stomach.
Yeah. Rick Dees?
Yes.
The radio personality.
I don't remember the name of it, but I remember hearing the commercials, and I don't know if it's still on the market, but that's something that this woman that just messaged us on.
Maybe wants to try that with her husband?
Could maybe look into getting that pill.
Yeah.
I don't remember the name of it.
How many people are brushing their teeth now that they weren't going to?
I want to brush mine again. Yeah. I've got two cups of coffee.
I want the two. We are doing Love Letters to Kelly all week long. Go to KidNation.com. We'll have a different theme tomorrow and on Wednesday and on Thursday. And we'll save the best one for Friday, I think.
All right.
We'll save the juiciest one for Friday. We're already pulling those letters.
Got it.
Love Letters to Kelly week, her final week as a single lady.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Around this time on Friday, we showed a picture on Kid TV that blew up our website.
It destroyed
it.
It destroyed our website. It caused plenty of people to cry because of the laughter that was happening. We're talking about our girl from production, Lacey's house, and the TV she decided to hang up. It was a big issue. She thought it was fine. And 100% of the office said, nah, fam, it's not fine.
Well, I've studied that picture because when we saw it on Kid TV, I just took the initial gut reaction of the TV being hung next to the fireplace. Yeah. It looks very, it's optically displeasing to my eye. But it's no, like I said, it's her home.
Yeah. Yep.
She says the previous owner did the same thing. What I'm noticing is all the cable wires are at the bottom of the wall, which means to me they probably had a TV cabinet there. And that the, or a TV stand.
Right.
I don't think they,
cover the wiring.
Because the wiring would have been behind the TV where you cannot see it if that was the case.
Yeah.
They just need to put a piece of furniture or something underneath it to balance it out.
I think they have an entertainment center that they could put
yes.
That. Yes.
I don't,
put another TV
that's,
up there.
That's what's the problem. It's just like, it seems to be hanging there. It just seems to be hanging there in the middle
island.
Of nowhere.
It's
by
on
itself.
An island.
It's just the amount of space between the fireplace and the hallway.
Yeah, but like I said, it is their home. They can do whatever makes them happy in their home. If they wanted to paint the walls polka dot, they whatever they want to do, that's their home.
Right. Well,
but it is funny.
We did put.
With that said,
it's funny.
We did have a poll put up on that Friday, and we had thousands of votes.
Really.
And the question was, do you think...
It really struck a chord. I don't know why.
It just did. Do you think Lacey's TV is mounted where it should be? Heck no, or yes, that works. Those were the two answers you
got
to pick.
That's the only options.
Out of the thousands of votes, 87% of the people responded with, heck no.
87.
Only 13% agreed with Lacey.
You know what? And that's it doesn't matter.
It does not
it
matter.
It does not matter.
I'll
it was 100% said heck no.
I'll agree with you.
I feel
that.
Bad because her husband hung up the TV.
And she's happy with it.
And he did a great job.
What if? Let's just devil's advocate here. Not even devil's advocate.
Okay.
What if Lacey's just a listener to Love Letters to Kelly? And she heard me say, whatever he does, even if it looks bad, you just tell him how good it is. You love it so good.
Like, just like the love letter we just
got. Just like the yard.
Yeah.
She loved
he
it.
He did it. And even if she hates it, she's going to say she loves it. She's going to stand up for her man.
She is
she's
passionate.
Not going to be. She's going to have his back on this. Yeah. There is that possibility.
There is.
Or they moved it and put it over the fireplace where it should be.
Or that.
I don't think they have.
Someone snapped me yesterday. I snapped a photo of golf on, I was watching the playoff golf. Uh-huh. You know, my TV's above my fireplace. And I got multiple snaps actually saying, your TV's not in the right spot.
Should be on the side.
I don't mind
it's
a TV.
Too centered.
Right.
I don't mind a TV above the fireplace. I don't mind it.
I mean, if that's the only place you could put it.
Yeah, right. Sometimes it's the only thing that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like what Kelly said, that's their house.
That's right.
Yeah. You guys, I saw this story out of Canada.
Mm.
When you do, because you own a bar out.
Yes.
You garnish drinks, right?
Yeah.
You try to make them fancy, some of them?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you heard of
lemon, a lime, an orange, something?
There's this bar in Canada that uses a mummified toe.
A what?
To garnish a drink.
Ew.
A mummified toe.
What?
And it's like, you're taking it too far here, people.
First of all, where do you get a collection, an assortment of mummified toes?
I don't know exactly where you get these toes, but you would think that they're hard to come by.
Yeah.
And somebody stole the toe that is used to garnish this drink that they make at this bar.
Mm.
It's called the Sourdough Saloon, and they have this.
Oh, so they don't put it in the drink. They just put it in. Well, they put it in the drink when they're constructing the drink.
Yeah, they garnish it.
I guess what they do is they just have the one. And so you just, like, give me back the toe.
It's called the Sour Toe Cocktail.
Oh, my.
And it went missing, so they put up, they did a whole ordeal where they put up a wanted sign, missing toe. And you could see the mummified toe they use.
I'm sorry, where did they get this toe? Have we discussed where this toe came from?
I'm not sure exactly where they got this toe.
That should be in the article.
It's time for Tidbit News.
That should be in the story. Buried somewhere, Jason.
Now, it is a big toe. The thing is that they have this toe.
Is it a human toe?
I think that's cannibalism if you're using it and you're...
Absolutely.
Right? Like, we should not be allowed to be putting this in our food or drinks.
But if it's mummified...
If it's mummified, it's still a toe. It's still human.
Has the toe had a pedicure?
Ew.
No, it looks like the nail's still just good old athlete's foot nail. Possibly. It's just a brown nail.
So gross.
That's disgusting.
So it went missing, and they offered a reward, and somebody actually sent it back.
This is a publicity stunt. You don't think?
Publicity stunt?
Yeah, the guy stole his own toe, then he gave a reward for it so people would talk about it.
Would you drink this drink?
No.
Because now I'm curious. Do you cut a little piece of the toe and throw it in there, like sprinkle it, or are you throwing...
I'm so grossed out right now.
No.
That's so gross.
Okay, that's enough of that story.
I actually feel, I'm hard to gross out. I feel nauseous.
Yeah, that's not a good one.
My mouth is like,
you're going to throw out. Is your jaw quivering? That's not good.
Yeah. Your shoulders doing anything like that.
There are rules apparently to
this.
Let's
move on. We don't need to hear them.
There are rules to what?
So how to serve this. It has to be served with 80 proof alcohol.
Okay.
Who had whose toe in whose mouth on this show?
You have had everybody's toe.
You had my toe in your mouth.
Yeah, that's right. I had Jenna's toe in my mouth.
I cleaned my toe. I had just had a pedicure. You put hot sauce on it.
Wasn't a
I think
bad
Shannon
toe.
Had your toe in her mouth. Am I remembering that right?
Trey's nodding yes.
Yeah.
So I think, we've had multiple toes in multiple show members' mouths.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm happy to say I've never had a toe in my mouth.
Well,
I haven't either.
Come on.
No.
Not today.
Yeah.
Didn't maybe a baby toe, but.
We did have a couple listeners come in here. And
yeah.
I didn't have the toe in
you licked the
Oh, the
It
runners.
Was the bottom of the foot, the, yeah.
Oh, gosh. Ugh. You guys are gross.
Yeah, we've done some weird stuff. I think Al and Jenna have gone you guys have done the most with each other without having dated.
Yeah, we
How about
we kissed.
That, Al?
Yeah
we did.
That.
We kissed.
There's been toes. There's been hot sauce toes.
Yeah.
No, I think you and Al have done the most with each other.
She's mounted. Yeah.
You and Al have done
yeah,
the most.
Yeah, we've been in a...
You've been a sleeping bag. You've given each other hickeys. You've kissed.
No, we have not kissed.
You've done,
no, we didn't kiss.
Put baby oil into you've done way too much.
We were in a sleeping bag naked.
Yeah, that's about it.
That was enough.
Yeah. And Kelly, you seem to come out without doing any crazy stuff with any of us.
Because, you know why?
Not going to do it.
I always say no.
Not going to do it.
Nope.
Bit killer.
Nope.
Yeah. You know, you did say something wrong earlier on the show.
I did. I probably did.
You're being corrected.
Remember. What did I say
What'd
wrong?
She say?
You said that Vince Gill replaced Bobby Brown.
Yeah, I was like, was that Vince Gill? I was asking.
Johnny Gill. So.
Oh, yeah, because I was stating.
So, Kid Nation has spoken.
Well, they are related.
It's Vince the Kelly's Gill. Wrong dance. Go ahead, Al. You get this one.
All right. Vince Gill is Bobby Gill's daddy.
Is he?
No.
I knew it was Gil. I just can't remember the name.
Yeah.
Didn't have it written down. Just kind of go from memory.
Why do we celebrate the few times she's wrong?
Because she's never wrong.
Well, I wasn't really like stating it as fact. Wasn't I kind of questioning it?
No, you
kind of
questioned
it.
And you looked at me and I was like, I don't remember that, but I couldn't swear to it.
And I don't know.
I didn't think
I'll be honest with that.
I think I saw any white people on there when they were just.
But you know what I mean? I'm just so stupid.
Oh, no.
I'm stupid.
We say wrong things.
All right.
Somebody likes me that. Yeah. Doesn't know that I'm on the radio. It was really amazing. You're talking about
wait, what?
A girl
likes you just for you?
Yes.
What?
I saw.
How?
I know this is so random, but you just made it pop into my head. It was like I was shopping for my Kelly Raspberry wedding ensemble.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I can't wait to see what it is.
Did you get it?
And no, I didn't. I'm still shopping. And I this guy said, "Do you work at Nordstrom?" And I said, "No." I said, "Me?" He said, "No." And so we just got to talk because he was showing me his little ensemble that he's buying for his birthday. I said, "Man, I'm liking that. That's it." And we just got to talk. He goes, "Dude, I don't know who you are, but here's an invitation to my birthday party." And I I know this is so random, but I was like, "That's very nice." I mean, this had nothing to do with radio.
He just invited you to his birthday party.
I've known the guy like 3 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And he invited me to this at his house. He invited me into his home to a party with his friends. Y'all think this is a set?
I don't know. It's just, I don't know. I'm not saying that.
What were you wearing?
I didn't look. I was pretty rough.
You were rough?
For you?
I was in my shave attire.
What is your shave attire?
I was just ratty shorts, and ratty t-shirt, ratty shoes.
I would just be curious as to what kind of party it is. That's kind of...
I don't know.
Oh. Are you going to go?
I think so.
You are going to go?
When is it? Is it Saturday?
Yes, it's your wedding day. No, it's in a couple of weeks.
Oh, you should go.
Safe?
Can you bring a date?
I really didn't ask. He just, you know, said, "Hey, man, come to my birthday party." So
I'd bring a buddy. Make sure it's safe.
I don't. Something.
It's a random person.
No, that's just cool.
Not right.
That's something you used to do.
Right. I mean, like a total stranger, just after a 3 or 4 minute exchange, wants me to come to a big event at his house.
Yeah, it sounds sketchy. Maybe he wants one of your toes.
Let me see the butt.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.